13 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's start off with what is very pertinent, which is our eyewitness report. Every Wednesday from 9 a.m., we'd like to get to hear from you, the citizens, the residents of River State. What's going on in your neighborhood, on your street, at your offices, on the walkways, at the airports? As long as it is within the territorial borders of River State, you have an obligation to come and share with us. Right. So the number scroll 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Then on social media, that'll be Facebook and X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us. Follow us and drop your comment. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Now, for this particular segment of the program, I'd like to remind you, please turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And very importantly, do not make inciting statements. Now, whilst we are promoting and encouraging you to speak up, to raise your hand and be counted and stand for something and let somebody know that this is what is going on and things should be made, amends should be made, please, if you get to have any information or you hear any information passed on during the course of this program and you have superior information, you have a vantage point that we are not in the light of, please do call us to either corroborate or to disavow. Please, don't sit down, fold your arms and say, it is not your business. No, 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 no. The development, the growth of the state is your business.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. That's where you find us. You'll call us and let's get to hear from you. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp and Telegram number. Please don't call the last number I just reeled out, all right? Because when you do, you prevent, like right now, you prevent me from reading the messages, all right, that are coming through, all right? Please just don't call, just send a message, all right? WhatsApp and Telegram, and I'll get to read them as they come through. Do my best to do so, all right? Because sometimes we have challenges keeping up with the amount of messages that we receive. But please, that should not deter you, all right, from sharing with us what you've been observing in the past weeks or months. David is my first caller. Interesting. David is calling us from Yenagoa. Interesting. David.
Yes. Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
Noel.
Jude. My brother, I called purposefully because of the Indiama Junction aspect of the East-West Road.
Oh, dear.
It is a bit of hell. Dude, you need to see how people are suffering. The question now is, Setraco that has been given the contract to construct that road, are they telling me as a company that is carrying out that construction, they see a dish, a very big pothole, a very big dish in front of the Indiama Bridge.
Mm.
And they too will pass there with their heavy duty trucks, with their e-logs and their staff. How funny it is that they do not have the remedial measures to put the road in a good, possible mood for people to use while they are carrying out their construction. It is really, really alarming. It gives one high blood pressure whenever you think of making use of that road.
So you said the pothole is just in front of the bridge.
Very serious pothole. Then as you descend from the bridge, you see another No. The rape is something else. But the most annoying part of it is you now see the soldiers collecting money because of the money these people want to collect. They now create very serious hold up, very serious suffering for people. Somebody will just stand in front of a truck for minutes and getting to hours just because he wants to collect money to go and give to those soldier people there. Police people are over there on the other side doing their own. In this kind of hell, my brother, what is happening?
Interesting. David,
this road must not be an hypertension road for us.
David,
good morning. My name is David West.
Thank you very much, David West. Please, if anybody has traveled or is right now passing through that axis, please, we need to corroborate your story. Now, I don't doubt that the road is bad, all right? Because I know it was graded a few months ago. Modeling is speaking to us from Woji. Good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience, please.
I'm calling to report a dead man to a corpse that's been on the road for the past 5 days. 5 days.
5 days?
Yes.
Where?
At the Baladam. There's a filling station there called Chelsea. So just opposite it.
What? Do you say Mbaraja?
Baladam Woji.
Oh, okay, Baladam Woji. Okay.
Yes.
And you say the corpse has been there for 5 days?
Maybe I'm not right about the 5 days, but from when I saw it, it's now going to 3 days.
Okay, so that means it's decomposing?
Yes.
Oh, dear. And the smell? Oh, dear.
It's terrible.
Oh, dear. Modern, thank you very much. This is very worrying, you know, and it's not just only in River State. I was on a thread a few days ago and I saw, you know, some individuals in Imo State, in Owerri, also complaining about the same thing. That whose job is it? How come everybody seems to, you know, be pointing fingers left and right all over and all over again whenever these issues happen? Whether it is, you know, a mentally challenged person, you know, people like, oh, this person is mad. Whether or not, it is a human being. And so, you know, there should be a dedicated body to address this issue. So, Baladam at Woji, Modeling, is complaining that, look, there's been a corpse on the road. She's seen it for at least three days now. And from the sound of it, I don't know if she just passed there, she's probably seeing it again. So please, if you're within our OG axis, all right, let's have a corroboration of Modeling's comment, all right? Have you seen that corpse? Have there been reports, maybe to the police? No, sir, maybe they call the Ministry of Environment or whatever, you know, to come remove it. What exactly? And what about, whenever these things happen, you have to ask, you know, what exactly are the community, since we like to always call community chiefs, CDC, youth chairman, everybody, people want to hold positions, but what do they do when things like this occur? All right, so please, once again, if you're within the Woji axis, can you corroborate the last report? Also, if by chance you were traveling or you're making a trip down to my state, Bayelsa State, you know, please tell us what the state of the Mbiama Junction before and after you cross the bridge is at this very moment. Please, it is imperative that you do so we can give credence to David West's comment earlier on. Please, the number to call 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003. Alex is speaking to us from Oné this morning. Alex, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
All right.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Alex. Thank you for calling, please.
Okay. Please, I want to make one report. And you get one car, one bus, a Jima Express line. One I saw for this. Omunuri Street. That car then have been there then for some time now, for almost two months. So
two months.
The entire thing don't fly. So now, I saw one army common plot this common plot this uniform where they just hang there. So the car said they don't park there for almost 3 months now. You know, when the car break down, you must see either mechanic to just to say, but for now, Nobody, no mechanic. So the car said, I'm just suspecting that the car where they just use go somewhere, the nank on the park there.
Which area? Which area again?
By the Everyday Supermarket for Lumola, Umunuri Street.
Okay, all right.
This is Ejima Express Transport, and the registration of the car is in Mustad.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Alex. So a car abandoned 3 months. That's an eyesore. It ought to be removed. Obviously, it's going to be impeding traffic. Alex is concerned that it's been there. Nothing to do. The tires, he says, have been deflated. So obviously, it's a cause for concern. All right, we have a break coming up shortly in about a minute. I'll take one more call and there also be the messages coming through. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Chima is speaking to us from GRH. Chima, can you make it quick, please?
Good morning, Jude.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, my eyewitness is about the guys at Water Lines under the flyover. The guys, I don't know whether it's current task force or they are controlling traffic, but they are there not to do exactly what they claim to do. You will see one person calling you to go. Immediately move, another person will come and hurt you that you were not called. The one that called you will pretend like she's not even seeing what's going on. They tried doing that on me on the other day. I shouted at the guy and he knew that I wasn't a JJC and he walked away. That I was able to do that, another person might not be able to do that. And the person will fall for them.
Okay.
And secondly, the way...
Chima, please, you have to call back. We have to go on a break, please. Stay with us.
The show continues after this break on Nigeria Info. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Just in front of me is an advert showing chicken and, you know, vegetables, and now I'm hungry. Oh, I'm hungry right now. But anyway, I have a job to do and we need to do it very quickly. We don't have enough time. This is Eyewitness Report. And if you're just joining us, my name is Jude and this is Hello Port Harcourt. Now, every Wednesday during Eyewitness Report, we'd like to get you to tell us what's going on in your neighborhood. And if it's something that is particularly important, or even if it's not important to everybody, but you are concerned, as long as it concerns you, please, it is imperative that you call in and say, hey, my hands are up. My voice is also up right now. I'm not particularly pleased with what's going on in my neighborhood. So, numbers to call 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0007. Please be reminded, do not make defamatory or inciting statements. It's very important, please. We don't want you to insult anybody. We don't want you to call anybody, you know, names that you're not meant to call. And please, please, please turn down the volume of your radio set.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Richard is on the line. Richard is speaking to us from Garrison. Richard, good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, Richard.
Yes, just like the last thing before you went to break, the same thing is happening here at Garrison also. And this one, the one happening not twice, so many times. And I did the whole thing like that. Sometimes they will look at you. When they look at you, and they see that maybe you are concentrating the state for the first time, or they will just checkmate you after that, or drive you, enter the line, and from there they will stop you and start to negotiate how much you are going to pay them. And this is in April, not one, not twice. So I'm bringing it now to the notice of the authorities here in Rivers, for them to be aware of what is going on at Gary.
Okay. All right, Richard, thank you very much. It is very despicable for any of these traffic warders. You know, once again, if you're a traffic warder or you know anyone who's in that business right now, who's controlling traffic, and maybe they know you should tell them. The same way they are also trying to get the 102 naira to buy gari or bread or whatever, it's the same way whoever is driving is trying to do so. They're not trying to harass them, so why are you harassing or trying to goad, trying to blackmail these drivers? You know, like the other caller, depending also make color made mention, we had to scold them. You know, we don't want to have scenarios where people are coming down from their vehicles and having words with traffic warders. No, there should be that constitutional authority to say, look, you have said move, I should move. It should be proper. It should not be seen as anything other than, you know, making sure the traffic has its proper flow and ebb. This is wrong. This is dastardly. You tell somebody, you direct the person to where you have a colleague who's going to try and extort them. That's wrong. There's something called a Waterloo. One day, yours will come. And it might not be in the form that you're extorting people. Wait, I'm not preaching. I'm only saying that, you know, I believe life happens in cycles, you know. So your job is to stand there, control the traffic, let people... If someone is actually faulty, and yes, some drivers are either not paying attention... You know, family problems. Some drivers are either obstinate, stubborn, impatient. We know that. A lot of drivers, you know, on the streets of Port Harcourt, particularly commercial drivers, there I said it, are fit into this profile. These are stubborn, obstinate, you know, they're impatient, you know, they don't have regards for rules and regulations. They don't even know the rules and regulations in the first place. So yes, you should hold those people, correct those people. It's not an avenue. You're standing on that. You're standing there. It's not for you to make money to go and buy a plot of land somewhere. That's not the purpose, please. James is on the line this morning. We also have comments. James is speaking to us from Rumo Dumaya. Before we say hello to James, let's quickly read this one. My eyewitness reports on the bad spot at Chokocho Junction and the Greater Market Junction. We need electricity in Akpoku. That's from Skillful Perot. James. Hello, welcome, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, James.
I'm calling for you.
Go on, please.
Yeah, I went to the people of my friends. So, their company is messed up, like their family. People are in that number. They have paid the money for the answer to fix the level. They have eaten the money. So, please, I don't know why like that. Because it's very disgusting. I tried to consult the landlord. The landlord said that they need to do something about it. It's up to you now. And when you stand there, the thing is messed up.
It's messed up. But where does the sewage flow to? Where does it flow to? Where does the sewage flow to?
It's not flow on the road or not, like on the road when people pass.
Directly on the road or into a gutter?
It's not spread up on the road, yeah.
Is it on the road or into a gutter?
No, not into a gutter. Like, it's like a passing. There are other people pass. You know, it seems to do anything about it.
Okay. Are the other tenants complaining? You all can come together and get a lawyer to make sure he does what he's meant to do. He's collecting rent.
They complain. They say that he pays for that old compound. So they don't do anything about it.
Do you want to do something about it, please?
Because this thing was not blind. I wanted to check if I can do the address that I went down. It is disgusting.
I'm just thinking about it and my skin is crawling. But I would suggest that those who are there, since they're your friends, you go there to visit them, they should band up together, get a lawyer to tell this man you need to do what you are meant to do. Or I think it's even a crime, if I'm not mistaken. It's a misdemeanor. So they can actually make a police case of this, if I'm not mistaken. So ask questions. Don't take my advice, but ask questions, please. This is a health hazard. I think it's something that can be reported to the police because this is a health hazard. And so if the landlord is intentionally not fixing the toilet system in his on his premises, then he should be held liable. I think it's something that can be reported. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, James. And anyone who's in that type of scenario, please, once again, seek legal counsel. All right. What are your options? Because there are options. There is no landlord that's above the law. And it's not the first time we're getting to hear of some landlords who neglect their property and, as it were, put everything solely on the tenants. No, yes, we know the tenants are residents on your property or in your property. And so they have some responsibility. You know, the landlord's not going to come and change your bulbs for you or have them replaced, you know, when they do go bad because, you know, you are there, you put them on, you switch them off. But some utilities, right, that you didn't provide for should be sorted out by the landlord or at least the caretaker. I don't know if there is a caretaker in that place. All right, Adokia says there's a lot of power in their area for almost a week. Well, interestingly, Cetus Paribus, we will have representatives from the PHED join me tomorrow from about 11 a.m. It's going to be an extended power update. There are questions to be asked. There are issues to be addressed and sorted. And there's a focus talking about the migration focus. We'll be doing that tomorrow from 11 a.m. So get your questions, get your ridicules or your criticisms, whatever, and your commendations as well, like Adoki has done this morning. All right. Tomorrow, we have a field day with the power officials from 11 a.m. WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Good morning. The graphic claim of the caller who talked about the deplorable state of Mbiama bridge portion of Itse Road is true. I witnessed it on Saturday when I went to Yenegua Gift with that comment. Thank you very much, Gift Wallum. All right, so it is true. Gift is corroborating. The road is bad. And then some people are standing, says some of the soldiers are signed there, standing on the road, and they're extorting money. So it is true. So please, FEMA, River State Government, the Bayelsa State Government, please be made aware of this. Those of you who have friends and colleagues who are in these places, please let them know that they cannot be. I don't want to believe that these people are in isolation of these events. But anyway, once again, Gift Wallo, thank you very much for corroborating. Good morning, Jude. This is on WhatsApp again. George from Rumokushi. My latest report is about the flyover at the tank axis of Rumokushi Port Harcourt, which is gradually losing its manhole covers. Under the bridge has been taken over by the street urchins, mentally deranged people, and tricycle riders. The market women in the area have succeeded in converting the manhole to a refuse dump and discharging their waste water. Passing through the area at night remains a risky venture. The authorities should do the needful to bring back the sanity in that area. It's terrible. Okay, good morning, Jude. These guys moving around collecting money from POS operators. They collected 8,000 from my neighbor's son yesterday, and they don't have office. What is the stand on the signage talking about? Because they use their name. White, please. We did have Okechukwu Stanley here from RISA yesterday, and he said explicitly that they do not collect cash. They don't operate on a cash basis at RISA. Everything has to be paid through a bank. And for the POS operators, he says, yes, they have a lot of challenges with them if they have signages. But if you don't have a signage, nobody has a right to come and tax you. And so if anybody comes to tax you, you resist them. Don't confront them, right? They'll ask them to take you to their office and it to be resolved. And their office is in GRA. All right, it's in GRA, I think GRA phase 2, okay? The office is in GRA. Please, you are not meant to pay cash to anybody. Anybody, if you're a PS operator, please, this is very important for you. If you don't have a signage anywhere, no one has the right to come and ask you to pay for anything. You're not advertising, okay? I remember that conversation very well from yesterday. All right, good morning. It's a picture here. I can't see this image. Someone just sent a message here talking about insensitivity to SMEs. Please, can you text what exactly the image is about? All right, and then we can have a conversation about it. All right, good morning. Michael here says, good morning, Jude. My eyewitness report is about the poor state of the UPTH as of yesterday. I went to go see a friend of mine who has been hospitalized there for the past week, and he said that there's no water, and I verified. Imagine somebody staying on the second floor, Jude, and to have water to have his bath or even to do the needful, people have to go and fetch water for him from downstairs. I even hear some people are buying water that they used to bathe at the hospital. Jude, what exactly is this true? Mike, hello, please. Once again, I take this with a pinch of salt, right? Because, you know, I've lived and worked around UPTH for years, and I don't want to believe this story. Michael is claiming that at UPTH, that's the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, that there is no water. The water services are down, and that he had to fetch water from the ground floor to take to see his friend who was at the on the second floor, and that they have to buy water to bathe. Please, if you are listening to us and you are in UPTH right now, or you visited UPTH in the past week, or you just left UPTH, maybe as a patient, or maybe you work there and you want to speak anonymously, please, can you call into verify? Because like I said, I take this with a pinch of salt. Of everything I know about UPTH, yes, mosquitoes, you know, it's on a very flooded plain, you know, there's a swampy area. Yeah, I know about the mosquitoes, but water? Clinton. Speaking to us from Moscow Road.
Good morning, yes, Clinton. Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, Clinton.
Okay, my name is Stamplin Clinton. Okay, I'm calling. My eyewitness this morning is on the SARS Road East West, new airport road station on the SARS Road.
Okay.
I must commend the River State Government for that intervention.
Okay.
I think they are working on that road. That's the question now. But, Mr. Jude.
Yes, please.
This is not the first time, and I believe this is not the second time they are fixing that section. The problem there is that water that is settling on the road.
Oh.
The plot adjoining that road is supposed to be a plot plane, kind of. But people have sunk through that area. So they should try to open up that plot plane by the road so that water settling on the road will not set. Because once that water settles as well, maybe within a short time, the road also failed. They should please do something that will last the rest of time. Then, secondly, too, Rumah Hollow by Rotinti Junction is also very terrible. It's as bad as that same spot. So now that they are within that neighborhood, please, they should also remember that station.
Okay.
Rumah Hollow by Route 20.
All right.
Lastly, Jude.
Yes, please.
On this water project that is going on in Port Harcourt, I tried to ask some of the workers I met on site yesterday. I want to know, are they introducing license for firefighting?
Well, I don't know, Clinton, but I remember last year when we had that conversation that the then commissioner said, look, we're going to work around the clock to make sure that the lines and the pipes get to most areas so water supply can be met at people's homes. But I don't know about fire hydrants. I will ask those questions, please. Yes, I will ask those questions. Clinton, thank you very much. Precious is a Rumu Masi. Precious, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Thank you for your patience, please.
Yeah. Okay. My experience, although not so recent, but I want to say that was sometime last year. I was a patient at UPTH. I also experienced this water problem. It just goes to see that things aren't getting better. Because if it's that last year, if you have that experience of not having water, if you don't have anybody staying with you in the hospital, with your pain, even if you go through surgery or whatever, you have to find a way to get water, pay for water.
I'm sorry, Precious. Precious, are you saying that this happened even last year?
Yes. And I even had a friend, was this 2015 or 2014? She had a baby, so she had complications.
Yes.
She had to pay for surgery for a couple of months. that we still had that water scarcity experience.
Okay. All right, Precious, thank you for corroborating. Well, yours was last year, so maybe Michael is actually correct that he was there recently and there was no water. But anyway, not holding brief for UPH, like I said, but, you know, there's a special spot I have of the place because, like I said, lived and worked around there for years. And to hear this, and to hear that it's not even recent, she said even last year, when she went there, she had that experience. I am shocked. Well, I guess as always, we'll have to probably send a reporter there to as we verify this. But no doubt, we're taking your eyewitness reports on this matter. And as always, we'd like to have a balance of these conversations. We'll have to probably pose some questions to the authorities. To the management at University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. This is very worrying. You know, second floor, and the patient has to have family members to go downstairs to get water. Ngowari is speaking to us from Rumokoro. Ngowari, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah, I was just hearing about UPTH, you know, water and UPTH and all those complaints and all. I don't think it's, in as much as it's not really nice, but I don't think it's something that always happens. Maybe there's, technically, maybe there's a problem which just happened, and of course it's going to be fixed.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Possible, yeah.
You know, so I've never experienced, just once.
Well, Ngori, I can understand the point you're making. Ngori, hello.
Hello.
Yes, I want to agree with you that it's possible maybe it's a temporary thing, because even in our houses, let's be honest, sometimes the pumping machine can fail, maybe a pipe has burst, and maybe, you know, the plumber is trying to, you know, fix it. Yeah, yes.
Working on it.
Yes. But anyway, yes, go on, please.
So it's just a little bit, you know, about patients, and it to be rectified. I'm not a staff of BPT, though, but I'm just saying generally these things happen.
I agree with you, Ngori. Let's try and get across to them. Let's find out what exactly was the problem yesterday and the day before. Maybe, like you said, it's an emergency case. It's an isolated event. It's not something that's been going on for a while. But thank you very much for that balance. I agree. Heck, in my house, sometimes, you know, when there's no power, you know, you can't pump water. There's nothing you can do with that power. Sometimes the machines break down. Sometimes there are leaks in pipes. Sometimes even the fittings can deteriorate, you know. And so in order to prevent flooding, because like I said, I have a very close relationship with that area. And there have been several times I'll get there, I'll be complaining, see, now water is leaking from this place. It's wasting. You know, it's wasting. So maybe, I don't know. I really don't know. But this is worrying. All right. This is worrying that, you know, patients on the second floor, you know, having to ask their family members to go downstairs to buy or bring water to them to have their baths or use the toilet. I want to lean and towards the comments of Ngowari that maybe it's just something that happened, you know, there's a fault, you know, maintenance issues that need to be fixed. Okay, good morning, Jude. I have observed that under some flyovers in Port Harcourt, example, Eliozu, Rumokoro, Ada, George, there are police presence under the flyover. They look out for young boys driving flashy cars to harass and extort big amounts of money from them. This poses a big threat to life of these boys, because I've seen a driver that escaped the truck accident just by the whiskers because of this action. Secondly, I think it's not wise for police officers to mount checkpoints immediately after a flyover, because I've seen several times where police officers from that Rumokuta police area mounting checkpoints after you descend from that location flyover. I think it's very risky for the road users. Alex has a point there. don't you think? I'll share a story with you. Joshua is speaking to us from Elekaya. Joshua, good morning to you, please.
Yes, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Joshua.
So first off, before I give my eyewitness report, I don't want to believe that you and the other caller was actually downplaying what is going on in UPH. Do you understand that is a hospital?
Yeah.
Do you understand what it means for patients to not have water, even if it's for just 1 minute? It's absolutely not okay. Even if it's for a second, it's not okay. The great complacency that is going on in our public health sector, it's not something that anybody should downplay. So I find it very, very ridiculous that you, that is in the public sphere, is supposed to be giving voice to this kind of thing, so downplaying it and say, oh, it happens in our homes.
Wait, Joshua, I'm not trying to downplay, right? But I also know that these kind of things happen. But like I was trying to say with Ngwar, maybe it's an isolated event. And that's why I ask people who have experienced it to call and tell me, because I think it's safer
for us not to even assume that it's an isolated event. If you've had a patient in a public health system like
UPTH, yes,
you would understand that these things have grave consequences. If it have grave consequences, it should never happen. It's not okay. When people give reports like this, you should take it upon yourself to amplify it so that people go and understand that these things are not okay. For goodness sake, it's a hospital. Why should it even be happening? Why should they not have emergency water supply when this is happening, that patients are being supplied? It's not okay.
I agree. Okay. Joshua, don't get me wrong. I don't disagree that it is improper. But I also know that in managing structures, these things happen. It's not okay. There should be alternative sources. Like I mentioned, I've seen places and pipes leak at UPTH because I lived around there and complaints were made. I'm not saying that, it should not be taken serious. But the question I want to be very certain of that is this an isolated event or is this been happening? Because if it's happening, it means that there is some negligence from the management of that hospital, and that's what people should speak on.
You've had two callers call in and give you two reports in different times, one recent, one
last year,
right? So it shows that this thing is systematically happening. Do you understand? It's a culture already, because it happened last year and they couldn't get it fixed or resolve it to make sure this thing don't happen again. Then it shows that there is, the system is, I don't know, something is inherently wrong in that system, that people are not taking this thing seriously. Because, I mean, when I was schooling in Uniport, we've had cases where we brought students to UPTH, and because of complacency or what, their lives have been lost, because people don't take these things very seriously. And I'm seriously worried, because a lot of people in River State depend on UPTH, and they go there, they see all these kind of things. It's heartbreaking, to be very honest. And I feel for that person that went there and had to go downstairs to fetch water. It's not okay.
I totally agree with you, Joshua. It's not okay. Is it an isolated event? Or like Joshua is saying, no, it's probably systemic, because if it happened last year, and happened again. Look, whilst, like I said, I lived around that place, we have to, as it were, consider all angles in this. If there's no water, how do surgeries get to be carried out? Because the doctors have to wash up, they have to sanitize before and after each operation, each procedure. So it's a big issue. Then, look, even the dentist, they need water. So how are they operating? So once again, it's something that, needs to be taken very seriously. Is it an isolated case? Is it repetitive? Hello, Potaka returns.